This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're having a little more trouble than we thought. Now it's real bad. Now he's not even on. I promise we're going to not talk about vaccines anymore, Kev.
They don't want no part of it.
They don't want to risk it, I guess.
No.
Anyway, no, he's having some trouble over there with his system where he is or something. We're working on it. We're going to go. We still got some more news stories and things we can go over. Is there anything from what he said there that struck you, Kev, that you wanted to maybe talk about before we continue?
No, I think we can move on.
The quarantine issue?
Yeah, that's what they've done all, you know, for as far back as I can, you know, the history is quarantine. Quarantine, you can't go out.
When you were, you know, you said before.
Well, when we were in the measles, everybody wanted.
You wanted everybody.
Everybody wanted. And the whole thing, you go over Johnny's got the measles. Okay, go over Johnny's house and play with him. You know, everybody wanted it, the kids to catch the measles.
It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear that story. Where the term herd immunity came from was a study, I think, in the 30s. And it was talking about real immunity. Herd immunity was never associated with vaccines. Never, ladies and gentlemen. Never. It was associated with natural immunity that was basically created, garnered over years of experience and doing just like...
just like my mom did.
Yeah. That's herd immunity.
Right.
This idea that you go get a vaccine and it creates herd, one, it does not.
Nope.
It does not create herd immunity.
And it wears off. You got to get a booster shot. So what does that tell you right there?
It doesn't create immunity.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't create permanent immunity.
Nope.
You get the measles. I mean, you know, other than the rare case, you're not getting it again. Chickenpox, you're not getting it again.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I tell you. You know, I didn't have the measles. You know, when I was young, measles weren't big.
No.
But chickenpox were. We had chickenpox.
Everybody in our neighborhood got it. Everybody.
Measles or chickenpox or both?
Neither,
you remember getting chickenpox?
I remember getting the chickenpox, but I remember the measles story. You know.
Chickenpox. I remember
remember my mom saying go over there get, but I remember Johnny's got the measles down the road or whatever it was. Go over there and get some.
Go get it while it's hot. I don't know if we got it. If we did something like that, I don't remember, but it seems to me, I remember, you know my best friend Richard growing up.
Yeah.
You remember Richard?
Mm-hmm.
I think we had chickenpox the same time, so I just went over to Richard's house. We played while we had the chickenpox. We played for like a week and a half,
yeah,
2 weeks.
Exactly.
What school that was? Yeah. It was great. Like, chickenpox are fantastic.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
All right. Well, very good. Brad or Mackenzie, do you have James back? Live and in color.
Did he have the measles?
James, did you get the measles? What happened?
Well, connection upping here, so.
Yeah, it's dropping again. You there? Yeah, we're having a tough time. Can you hear me, James?
Yes. By the way, I had all of those things. You know, measles, chicken. You know, and say, you know, all the friends came over, they all got it, and we all sat around and looked at each other on your face, and, you know, and that's that, yeah, to build immunity.
And you're still alive.
The people did not, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're cutting out
cutting
bad.
Cutting in and out.
You're cutting in and out bad, James. We'll try it for a little bit longer, then we're going to have to do something here, but just keep going.
That was the way you dealt with those things then. It's kind of like the purity mentality today. You don't want your kids to even get the least little bit sick. And back in those days, part of growing up is you would get those. And if you did not get those diseases as a kid, if you got them when you were adult, then you got something like rickets, debilitating nervous system disease that destroyed your nervous system.
You talked about, we switched gears from the vaccines, and we're talking about the southern border. I am, you know, it's so intellectually dishonest to talk about all these diseases, to talk about vaccines, and people cry about it. You have to go get a vaccine. You're risking my children. And then those same people, they would let half of Mexico into their town if they let them, and don't care anything about the diseases they're carrying or not carrying. It's so ridiculous to me.
The diseases that you get in Mexico are really bad. We're not talking about measles and mumps here. We're talking about typhus and other diseases, cholera, other diseases that are serious, serious health threats. These people have no documentation, possibly have never even been to a doctor, and they're just letting them come in and be, we don't even know where they are. It's a real issue. And for people not to recognize it just from that point of view, and like you say, the same people would say, well, you have to get your kids immunized, no damage mumps, you know, same people.
It seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah. I was talking about the number of people every month is more than the invasion of Normandy Beach on D-Day per month.
Stunning. Where do you think this is going to go with the border? I mean, are we getting a wall? Are they going to stop? I mean, I hear a lot of talk. I don't hear a lot of action going on.
It's stalled in Congress, and it's really a very serious situation. I don't think people really understand this. Another issue is that this is being done by the Democrats, believing that they're going to have a base of voters, that these people are going to vote Democrat when they get to the polls someday. And I can tell you from knowing Latin American people, I've lived in Latin America, I taught in universities in Latin America, I speak the language. People, Latinos that are in the United States do not want another wave of illegals because they will work for less than what the current group of illegals living in the United States. These are people that are maybe here 5-10 years. They have some kind of employment. And I've had them say directly to me that they're worried about the influx of illegals because they'll work for half the price. And then the next wave will work for half of that. So these people being illegals and having some kind of employment are threatened because of the new waves of illegals coming in. So they're not going to vote Democrat with an open border. And don't want all the criminality that comes with it. They left there with a high crime. I mean, you go down the street being robbed.
You're cutting out bad again. What about, I lost my train of thought there on this issue. What about Trump with declaring a national emergency and just putting troops on the border? What's your feelings there?
Well, it can be a crucial area, and that's what should be done. I don't think you even have to declare a state. The president has the right to put troops down there. I was watching Tucker Carlson tonight. I was watching his last night show, and they were talking about of the United States being in hundreds of other countries doing things like painting buildings or something. And, you know, those troops could equally be at our border, going up and down the border at the critical areas where the most people are coming through. Because in general, they come through near where there's a major road. So they get out of however they're getting there up to the border, and then they fan out a little bit, but they don't have the ability to go 100 miles into the desert. You know, so there's certain critical points where they're coming across. And, you know, it would be not that difficult to block those areas. I don't think you need a national emergency or special funding from Congress, or even Congress approval to send troops through that border.
Let's move off the border for a second. you sent over one of the topics to talk about today that really interests me, especially Dr. Group was on yesterday. He mentioned this about the trauma that goes on in the brain. You talked about these violent video games, and maybe it's way worse than I thought here, listening to him and now listening to you. Tell us your perspective here on these violent video games.
Well, there's our new studies out now that actually have done measurements on people that are long-term addicted to video games. And these are kids and adults that cannot put them down. And what they've discovered is that the dopamine and the other reactions in the brain are exactly the same as heroin or other types of methamphetamines, serious drugs, and it's the same reaction in the brain to those drugs. There's a book, it's called Disconnected, and it's deals with these topics. But, no, it's a very serious situation. And personally, I cannot be in a room, in the same room with somebody that is addicted to these games. There's something about their psyche that just sucks the energy out of me. There's something, I can't say it's evil or it's anything else, but it's a very serious problem. And I can sense when I'm in the same room with somebody, I have to leave. Because there's something about their psyche, their personality, their waves they give off. I don't know how to explain it, but it literally sucks the energy out of me, and I have to leave. I just have to leave. I can't be around these people.
That's fascinating. It's so maybe their brain, it's wiring them to put out a certain energy field, a wired aura, something. There's so much more to this than we ever imagined.
But,
maybe.
But they're like they're mentally dead. And I've seen people like this. They stay up all night. They stay up all night. And there's some that are much worse than others. And that it's based on a winning or somehow I don't know what you call it, like winning, you know, and they get points and things like this and the incentives. So what they're saying is some games are much more damaging than other games. And some of them are free now, which makes you think, you know, this is being done to basically neutralize our youth. They say kids,
especially guys, especially boys. Especially yeah. Boys, it focuses on boys, the violent type sports, aggressive games for boys. And that's fine. Let's talk about that more on the other side. And also, supposedly, the first picture of a black hole just happened. We'll talk about that and more on the other side. It seems like the connection is doing pretty good now, James. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll go forward. So stay tuned. JMCCSCI.com. James McKinney on the other side.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Transitioning again with James McCanny, I don't know if there's anything you wanted to conclude on the other subject, but we'll move forward. If you do, go back. That's fine.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
This black hole situation, supposedly NASA's got a picture of black hole now, and it's the 50th anniversary of the moon landing coming up and what have you, all kind of NASA news. What's your thoughts?
Well, yeah, buyer beware on this 50th anniversary, July of the alleged Apollo landings on the moon, not to say any more about that. It's just a topic I really don't even like to go near. My
is it like
official
vaccines?
Position.
Hey, James, is it like vaccines?
Yes, yes. My official position is that it's an unverified scientific claim. It's never been scientifically verified by a third-party independent, which is required in science. So anyway, but on this black hole story, the first thing they tell you in the news article is you cannot take a picture of a black hole by definition, because all the light, all of the effects, all of the gravity of the matter, et cetera, are sucked into the black hole. So literally, by definition, you cannot take a picture. So the headlines that they've been blasting all over the news for the last 2 weeks is bogus. So then what they tell you is that there's universal agreement amongst astronomers that black holes exist. Okay, well, now we have 200 or 500 astronomers all voting yes because their paychecks depend on it. Can you imagine the astronomer that stood up and solely by himself or herself said, I don't think there are. I really doubt it. Hey, you just lost tenure. Bye-bye, you know. So the universality.
You're going to be fighting the illegal immigrants for a job now as they're coming in now because you ain't working anywhere now.
That's right. So universality in agreement with the scientists don't impress me with that, please, whether it's climate change, black holes, whatever, you know, the Big Bang.
What is a black hole? What is a black hole? I mean, I've heard several things. What is a black hole?
Well, it comes from general relativity in that in normal Newtonian physics, something can become more and more massive, but in relativistic mechanics, the space-time, the four-dimensional space-time turns in on itself and nothing can leave. So that's basically a black hole, and if something gets close enough, it gets sucked in and never leaves, including light. And so anyway, it's impossible to take a picture of one, so what they do is they gather data from regions where they think a black hole exists, like the center of a galaxy, and then they say, well, there's X-rays, there's this, there's that, and they have all these telescopes. They have over 200 telescopes around the world taking data simultaneously of these regions, and so then they claim that this, what they call the event horizon, the region right outside the alleged black hole, is fulfilling their theoretical needs, and therefore they have a picture of a black hole, which comes back to the point you cannot take a picture of a black hole. And so I was kidding people, it's going to be a black sheet of paper with a black dot in the middle. You know, that's a picture of a black hole. In
that's,
the space.
That's what it is. that's basically the picture that they put out.
There, everybody look at it. And but anyway, and then in the clips that I saw, the very last thing they say is that this data could convince astronomers that black holes do exist. So they've gone a complete 180 if you get all the way to the end of these clips, saying that this data will convince them. But wait a minute, I thought they were all universally convinced in the first place. So this is bogus. It's a bogus story. It's a lot of headlines. And when you see these, oh, we're going to announce something in 2 weeks. They've done this before. This is hype. What are astronomers doing? They're looking for funding. They're looking for a Nobel Prize. They're looking for, public attention. And that's what's going on.
Well, if a black hole, even as a relatively small child, so a black hole exists, it's sucking up everything into, you know, is it a wormhole? Who knows what it is? It's sucking up everything fast as it can, like a vacuum cleaner. Then, well, how does anything exist? I mean, eventually the black holes would suck up everything that exists. I mean, that was how my mind worked.
Well, yeah, you just don't want to get too close to one. But if you look around the galactic nucleus, there's a lot of stuff there. In fact, the arms are propagating from the region of the galactic nucleus. And there's serious problems with general relativity. Let me just back up and talk about that. There has never been laboratory or any other kind of direct verification of general relativity. And the so-called like Eddington experiment was a bogus experiment. Eddington cherry-picked the data, and that's the only physical proof of general relativity.
Hey, we gotta go. Hold that thought. I'll ask you that on the other side.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr at a Senate hearing drops a bombshell regarding the Obama administration and the 2016 Trump campaign.
I think there was spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Barr says he's looking into whether the FBI and other agencies were surveilling the 2016 Trump campaign.
Congress is usually very concerned about intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies staying in their proper lane, and I want to make sure that happened. We have a lot of rules about that.
President Trump says illegal immigrants are dying after crossing the border into the United States. During a roundtable discussion with supporters in San Antonio today, Trump says he's hearing incredible stories about dangerous criminals threatening border area residents.
I had no idea. Nobody has any idea how bad this is. And this has been going on for many years.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
During the break, you know, sometimes you got to wait till you remember or what have you. One of the things I take on a regular basis, you know, Dr. Group was here yesterday, the selenium. He reminded me about the iodine, my wife breastfeeding. So now she's taking iodine, very important for the baby to get iodine from my wife, the baby to get iodine from my wife. That's very important for their intelligence, what have you, important for all of us. It's not in the salt anymore like it used to. So the iodine, something to think about, the detoxidine for Dr. Group. I take selenium, you know, it's proven selenium. If you take the right type, which we have over there, the Grown by Nature type, it'll cut your chance of dying from cancer by 50%. I mean, studies have proven that. I mean, it's even went to court. The FDA, CDC has sued people and lost. It's proven. So do you want to lower your risk of dying from cancer by 50%? Take selenium every day or every other day or something. And also the Grown by Nature multivitamins. This is fantastic. I mean, things like the heart drops to get the blood flow. You get blood flow, well, and that brings nutrients or whatever, but you need the nutrients. So it's two different things. You still need the nutrients and what have you. It all works together. And the Power Mall, there's such a wide array of products, and check those out. And please think about a purchase from us. That's what keeps the show going. We appreciate you. We appreciate your donations. If you're not in the mood to buy or what have you, we'll take a donation and we'll put it to good use and bring James on here. Maybe we'll get enough donations that we'll get you a better internet system over there, James. I would tend to agree with you. Yeah, I would tend to agree with you.
Big city.
Donations are not going to have to. Donations won't help that. We need prayer. See, prayer can only help that. We need your prayers too, ladies and gentlemen. So check that all out at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Thank you so much for your purchases, for your attention, and for your prayers, everything. Thank you. Getting back to James. Okay, you mentioned general relativity, and you mentioned the Eddington event or Eddington experiment. You got to explain in layman's terms really quick before we go further.
Right. Okay, and when general relativity first came out, special relativity had already been proven. You can prove it relatively easily in the laboratory. And general relativity took it to a new dimension, so to speak, literally. And so there were some telltale signs that general relativity was there. One of them was light bending around a massive object. So Arthur Eddington, went to a southerly island during a total eclipse of the sun. And the idea was to first take a picture of that region of the sky. And then when the eclipse occurred with the moon between the sun, he detected what he claimed was bending of light around the sun. But if you look at the real Eddington data, if you look at all of it, he cherry-picked the data. He only picked the points that looked like they were working. Some of them went out the wrong way. He cherry-picked the data, published it, and at that point, because of Einstein's reputation, it just went ballistic. And Einstein complained. Einstein literally said, hey, this does not prove, and he knew what happened. Einstein, in his later years, he wrote a book out of my later years, and he actually stated in his autobiography that he did not agree with general relativity. That's a fact. He said, how can light bend around an object when we don't know the effect of electromagnetic fields? And eventually I discovered what that was. It's called the induced electric dipole redshift that causes the bending of light around the sun. But the reality is general relativity has no scientific basis. And the elevator example, the elevator analogy, which is a Gedanken thought experiment that Einstein thought of, is not proof. It's not scientific proof. There is no scientific proof for general relativity. And so if you remove that from modern science and cosmology, the Big Bang falls apart, black holes fall apart, a lot of other things in cosmology fall apart because they depended on general relativity. But this whole thing about black holes is once again a mutual admiration society. And by definition, you cannot take a picture of a black hole. So the headline is hype, it's false, it's a lie. And what they're doing is taking data around where they believe there's a black hole and saying that that proves that there's a black hole there, which it does not, because there's many other effects that can cause the same things that they're observing. Very simply, so, that's the short version.
So this is like, saying that there's evidence. It's like saying, well, science has proven that there's these vaccines are safe. Studies have proven there's vaccine safety, when there's not one double-blind placebo study of vaccines out there, period. Not one.
Yeah, there's a lot of science that gets corroborated today by popular vote. And that's literally what they're saying in this article. They're going, there's universal agreement among astronomers. And then at the very end, they go, well, this data might help astronomers prove that there's a black hole.
It's doublespeak. See? Oh, my God. It's crazy.
This sun coming out of both sides of the mouth.
Well, that leads me right into government schools, public school system, where now little children are being taught, well, the world's going to end in 12 years. Talk about climate change, talk about climate whatever. Address that a little bit.
Well, yeah, this is horrific that they're telling grade school kids that in 12 years, and you can see the people, the clips are on the Internet, Ocasio-Cortez, emphatic that we have, this is World War II, or that the blonde one that's running for president. What's her name? I forget. I don't remember.
Really? Elizabeth Warren? Warren?
No, well, her, who, there's the other one. They're kind of like, they always have them on TV. But basically, they're saying in 12 years, this is World War II. That's what they're comparing it to. And that the world is literally going to end in 12 years. And they're teaching this to kids in schools. And these kids are like, you know, they're imagining that before they even become adults, the world is going to end.
Mm. Speaking of World War II, today is Holocaust Remembrance Day. I don't know if you knew that or not. You mentioned World War II. You mentioned Normandy. We're seeing some of the same patterns in, you know, the school system. Hitler said, if you give me a child when they're 5 years old, I got them. I got the mother. I got the family. I got the whole thing. And these schools, I mean, isn't it obvious now that these schools are a complete mental training ground for children to become socialists or atheists or at least secular humanists? Isn't that pretty obvious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Science today is completely atheistic. And the belief, and this is the say, Carl Sagan with the Cosmos series, repeatedly, constantly in that, he's referring to evolution of the stars and evolution of biological systems, etc. And the whole point there is, you know, starting with the Big Bang, is that there is no design. The word embedded in this is that all of this happened by chance. It's all random. Well, I taught probability and statistics in university level, and what you see around you could not possibly be because of chance.
All right, let me ask you point blank. James, let me ask you point blank. Carl Sagan is one of the most famous scientists in the world. We're not saying he's the best. He's just one of the most famous because of Cosmos and what have you. What you're saying makes perfect sense. It seems impossible what he's saying, but yet he says it with such fervor, with such conviction, and it's pounded over and over again. What other conclusion can I come to besides this is some calculated plan to get us to believe a lie?
Well, The scientists believe this. They have a system that they think works. But this is like the black hole thing. What does evolutionary science do? Well, they don't have a clear evolution from species to species, so they invent a missing link. Well, we're always looking for the missing link, you know, and never finding
it. Gives you something to do.
Always looking. Yeah, so they had to define something that's not there to fill the gap. With galactic evolution, they have to define mass that they can't see to cause the spiral arm shapes to be as observed. You know, they're always all defining right. Something. With comets, they have to define the Oort cloud, which is this imaginary cloud of comets way away from the sun that you can't detect or see ever. You know, they're always defining things, and this is in textbooks. This is in textbooks. Things that
and it's pure conjecture. It's pure conjecture. We got about 40 seconds or so before the break, and we'll probably get to this on the other side. You made me wonder about the question. You're a very world-renowned, very well-known world-renowned scientist. World-renowned. You see so many of these issues that we're discussing. You're right on top of them. What are maybe the top or top two things that pop to mind if I was to say, what is the biggest lie that science tells us?
Evolution. In both the cosmological and biological sense.
Well, there you go. One word. One word, evolution. Now we'll get that on the other side. We got one more segment. We'll get into a couple more things. We do have a clip from Trump. Maybe we'll play and get your reaction. But it's a pleasure to have you. I'm glad we got your connection. You know, your connection's working fine now that we're not talking about vaccines and things. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. One more segment, jmccsci.com. So James McKinney, wing generator inventor, right here. We'll mention
Are you a
too.
Stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One more segment with my favorite guest. I just love, I don't care what Carl Sagan thinks about him, I love me some James McKinney. JMCCSCI.com is his website. He is the inventor of the wing generator. You can get an update on that. That's really moving forward. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't like a pinwheel that your kids get at Walmart and bring home and stick in the ground or something. This is serious what he's doing. I mean, we kind of take for granted some of these people that come on this broadcast. Catherine does a fantastic, these are world class, world renowned people, absolute experts in their field about different things, and they're bringing you such powerful knowledge. You might want to check out his wing generator there on jmccsci.com. Wing generator. you might want to check it out. James, a couple stories we'll go over last segment. One, you got something going on the moon here tomorrow, I believe.
Tomorrow, an Israeli company called SpaceIL, I think I have that correct, but it's a private company. They were in an XPRIZE competition, and the competition ended. But tomorrow, Thursday, the 11th of April, this company is landing a private space probe on the moon. So they'll be the fourth entity from the U.S. has landed on the moon, Russia, China, and now this company. They're funded by Google, from what I understand. But anyway, the XPRIZE, through Ansari, who's on the board of XPRIZE, developed a million-dollar prize. So if they succeed, they're going to get a million-dollar XPRIZE, which puts them in a club of very elite people, of which I happen to be one, winning an XPRIZE. So it's very interesting. A private company is attempting to land on the moon tomorrow. They're going to drop down. And all this will be available on the Internet as they land. The cameras on the spacecraft will be taking a picture of the moon as they come down into the Sea of Tranquility. So that's a huge story. A lot
what
going on in private space development. It'll be noon Pacific time, so you can calculate your time. You can look up on the Internet there. It's going to be broadcast on the Internet from the cameras on the spacecraft as it lands.
Oh, very cool. Well, let's hope that's real. Let's hope that's pretty cool. That's got to be exciting for you, something like that, yes?
I love this stuff. You know, there's the space hotels, Bigelow, and there's another one called Orion Span, sending up hotels, space hotels, in another year and a half. There's a couple other companies that are developing space hotels. And this lunar probe was launched with the Elon Musk Falcon 9 rocket back in February. So, you know, just a month to go out, orbit the moon, and now they're landing tomorrow. A lot going on in private space, a lot going on. And that's something that I work on in the background, by the way, something that is not visible. I have worked in that area since back to the, literally the 1970s. Anyway, that's very exciting.
I got a clip. I want to end the show. This is President Trump talking about the Mueller investigation, AG Barr, Attorney General Barr, who says it looks like he was spied upon the campaign, that this is very serious. Trump came out this morning with a very, I mean, this isn't your casual statement. This is a pretty aggressive and throwing out big words here. I wanted to play this for you and get your reaction to it.
It was an illegal investigation. It was started illegally. Everything about it was crooked. Every single thing about it. There were dirty cops. These were bad people. You look at McCabe and Comey, and you look at Lisa and Peter Strzok. These were bad people. And this was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And we beat them. We beat them. So the Mueller report, when they talk about obstruction, what we fight back. And you know why we fight back? Because I knew how illegal this whole thing was. It was a scam. And what I'm most interested in, what I'm most interested in is getting started. Hopefully the Attorney General, he mentioned it yesterday, he's doing a great job getting started on going back to the origin where this all started. Because this was an illegal witch hunt. And everybody knew it. And they knew it too. And they got caught. And what they did was treason. What they did was terrible. What they did was against our Constitution and everything we stand for. So hopefully that will happen. There is a hunger for that to happen in this country like I have never seen before, including all...
Never seen before. I mean, it's pretty... He said the origin of where this thing started. Your initial thoughts of that?
Oh, he's absolutely right. I totally agree. And I can see he's had to sit for 3 years, literally 2 years as president, listening to this daily barrage, this cannon fire of collusion and the president working with the Russians and colluding with the Russians, and now it's all over. But the point is to find out where this started, and due to people like Hannity and other people who have been pursuing this through private investigation, people like Nunes, who knew it right away. What's interesting is Clapper went on CNN. Now, Clapper, you know, was high up in the intelligence, and Clapper lied to Congress, said he didn't know anything about this. Now he's saying that he was directed specifically by Obama to do this investigation. So he's jumping ship. The rats are bailing off the ship, and they're leaving some doo-doo behind for the top guy. So both him and
everybody's looking for a lifeboat.
Brennan and Clapper have pointed the finger to Obama, who's been sitting in the background untouched and running this operation. And by the way, this Jesse Smeltz guy in Chicago, what's his name, the actor guy?
Jesse Smollett.
Smollett. It turns out, from what I can gather, is this was an Obama orchestrated deal, and Michelle Obama called this Fox lady to let him off, basically. So there's some Obama involvement in that deal to create an alleged hate crime due to Trump supporters. But anyway, what Trump said, I can see in his voice that he is hopping mad, and he should be. 2 years of his president were directly affected by false, absolutely false claims, and then carried by the news media on a nightly basis. And I'd like to see these newscasters go down, too. Rachel Maddow, you know, go right down the white hair, what's his name, you know, through CNN.
Cooper,
Anderson Cooper. No, these people are CIA and supported. Anderson Cooper is pure CIA. CNN is a CIA mouthpiece. So, no, it's this country has seen the most horrendous investigation, whatever you want to call it, and Mueller couldn't find anything with his teams of Hillary-supporting attorneys. They couldn't find a shred of evidence.
Hold that thought right there, James. We got to end right there. It's a pleasure to be with you, my friend. JMCCSEI.com is your website. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to call you right after the broadcast. I need to ask you something right after, James. So just hang on just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a replay tomorrow. I never thank George. George, thank you so much when you fill in and Daniel Esselin fill in. Thank you so much. And I'll see you with Daniel Esselin and Abel on the end of the week. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.